News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A foggy start on your Wednesday. Dr. Bill has more on the forecast coming up in just 1 minute. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Lambert's Cafe Traffic Center. So far, accident-free conditions, but we have a dense fog advisory. It's pretty thick across the Bayway and the Causeway. Less than a quarter mile visibility in downtown Mobile. Sections of I-65 as well. For Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope, you're clear. I-10 from Malvis to Loxley. Just watch for the state troopers this morning. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls on Highway 59 in Foley. Got you covered for lunch today. Open at 10 a.m. And, of course, you get all the free famous pass arounds to all the Throne Rolls you can catch. We'll see you at Lambert's Cafe in Foley. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. From sneezes and coughs to aches and pains to major health events, doctors are there during life's most challenging moments. Doctor's Day in Alabama is celebrated each year on March 30th, and I ask you to join the Alabama Department of Public Health and the Medical Association of the State of Alabama as we thank our doctors year-round for the good work they do every day to make us healthier and happier in Alabama.
This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
At 607 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Scott Harris. And you should just hear his voice on public service announcements like that one. Now we hear him every day with the COVID-19 coronavirus updates coming out of Montgomery. We'll get more to that coming up in just a little bit. Also talking about celebrating Doctor's Day. I think a lot of people will celebrate Doctor's Day every day during this crisis. And here at home, I know there's consolidation going on in amongst the offices, the locations for the Mobile County Health Department, consolidating to 3 outlets now. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way this morning, it was a big night for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It was, everybody said, well, now the nomination's his. I think the nomination was his after last week, Tuesday, but now it's really, really his.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'd say, pretty impossible for Bernie Sanders to make up that ground, especially after yesterday.
Yep. Also, we heard the presser yesterday be looking for that check from Uncle Sam. I don't know exactly how they're going to get the money to us. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but maybe $1,000 per month per family coming from the federal government. In other words, coming from we the people, the taxpayers, giving ourselves money that we'll pay back one day in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right. That's a part of our discussion this morning. Also in sports.
Speaking of checks, the NFL is handing out some big ones to players from around the league. And Breeze and Brady, tale of two Hall of Famers, one staying with their team, one leaving for another team. I'll tell you where Tom Brady's headed to coming up in sports.
Bigger checks going to NFL players or Americans during the coronavirus?
It's looking like the NFL right
okay,
now.
Just want to check that. Also, as we talk about what happened yesterday, this about an hour, man, it's like an hour and a half presser from President Trump, Vice President Pence. You had Mnuchin there. You had Dr. Fauci there. We had everybody there in this as they talked about coronavirus from the medical side, also economic side, and what we're going to do to try to stem this recession or possible depression that people are saying could arise from coronavirus. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is working with Senate Republicans on a $1 trillion stimulus package.
It is a big number. This is a very unique situation in this economy.
Mnuchin says the package is diverse.
This is a combination of loans. This is a combination of direct checks to individuals. This is a combination of creating liquidity for small businesses.
The package comes on the heels of the House coronavirus bill that included free coronavirus testing, but also 2 weeks of paid sick leave. It's that sick leave that was a concern for many Senate Republicans, who cited the negative consequences it might have for small businesses. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered this advice.
My counsel to them is to gag and vote for it anyway, even if they think it has some shortcomings. and to address those shortcomings in the bill that we're in the process of crafting.
While they craft the bill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this should be job number one.
The aid has to be workers first if we're going to help these industries, not what happened in 2008, where the big boys got helped and the workers and everybody else was left by the wayside.
Senator McConnell agrees.
We need to directly help American workers and families face this uncertain period. In particular, we're examining policy tools to put money directly and quickly into the hands of American families.
As for the virus itself, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health urges people to continue to practice social distancing, hand washing, and staying at home if at all possible.
What you might inadvertently do, and I know you don't want to do that, you don't want to put your loved ones at risk, particularly the ones who are elderly and the ones who have compromised conditions.
Fauci, who is a member of the Coronavirus Task Force, was particularly dismayed by the number of young people who seem to be out and about, thinking, he says, that they're immune to the virus and its consequences.
We can't do this without the young people cooperating. Please cooperate with us.
In the meantime, President Trump says he fully understands the seriousness of the situation.
We are looking to save the maximum number of lives. Everything else is going to come back. A life is never going to come back. But everything else, our economy is going to come roaring back.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
One of our questions this morning, economy will come roaring back. We all hope how quickly, and I think it depends on how fast this coronavirus crisis gets finished. We'll continue our coronavirus coverage and get you all the breaking news on this throughout the morning, this morning and every morning right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System has suspended all disconnections amid the coronavirus outbreak. The service says it made the decision to help customers and protect employees. Moss also announced it would close the lobbies at their payment centers on Spring Hill Avenue and Moffitt Road starting at 5 this evening. The kiosks will still be available along with other payment options. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the last call announcement for bars all over the state. The governor ordered all bars and nightclubs across the state to shut down at 5 p.m. Restaurants can stay open. Bars and clubs will remain closed for the next 30 days. Escambia County officials have issued restrictions on gatherings at Pensacola Beach. Officials say they'll be posting signs at Pensacola Beach warning beachgoers to stay 6 feet away from each other and limit their group size to 10 people or fewer. Lifeguards will be enforcing the new changes. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tom Brady will soon be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Yesterday morning, Brady announced on social media that he would be leaving New England after 20 years and six Super Bowls with the Patriots. And then last night, ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington reported that the future Hall of Famer is expected to sign with Tampa Bay, barring any unforeseen circumstances. He'll join a team led by head coach and quarterback specialist Bruce Arians and a roster with three offensive weapons in Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and former Bama tight end O.J. Howard. Brady's signing will officially end the Jameis Winston era in Tampa Bay. The former first overall pick is currently a free agent and will be signing with a new team. Since the news that Brady would join the Buccaneers, Tampa experienced a huge surge in ticket sales. Last year, Tampa averaged 30th in attendance out of 32 teams.
Ooh.
Some fans reported waiting online for well over an hour last night to pick up their season tickets. Brady signing with Tampa also means that he'll face the New Orleans Saints at least twice a year. The Saints, unlike the Patriots, are keeping their future Hall of Famer behind center. Yesterday, Drew Brees, who's entering his 20th NFL season, signed a two-year extension with New Orleans worth $50 million. Brees will look to improve his resume that already includes a Super Bowl win, the NFL record for most career passing yards, and career passing touchdowns. And Brees currently sits sixth all-time in games played with 274. His backup quarterback from last year, Teddy Bridgewater, will also remain in the NFC South. Bridgewater will sign a three-year, $63 million deal to become the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. That's after Carolina announced yesterday that they will trade longtime starter Cam Newton. Bridgewater went 5-0 as a starter last season with the Saints when he stepped in for an injured Brees. It's been a remarkable comeback for the former Minnesota Viking after a serious knee injury cost him almost two full seasons in 2016 and 2017. As for Newton, he'll either be traded or cut by the Panthers. Carolina said yesterday that Newton asked for permission to seek a trade. Newton immediately responded on Instagram, saying that he never sought to be traded and that the Panthers forced it upon him. Longtime Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers agreed to a one-year, $25 million deal to join the Indianapolis Colts. Longtime Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten will sign a one-year deal to join the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas will sign defensive lineman Gerald McCoy to a three-year contract, and Tennessee added former Atlanta Falcons pass rusher Vic Beasley Jr. In NBA news, four Brooklyn Nets players, including Kevin Durant, have tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. That brings the number of NBA players that have tested positive for the virus to seven. The LA Lakers will be tested today after learning of the Nets' positive tests. ESPN reports that the Nets had players tested by a private company and that the team paid out of pocket after they returned from San Francisco last week. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Please tell me there's a headline out there that says net positive.
Oh! I'm going to do some looking. I bet there is. That's great.
That sounds like a headline.
I did hear, you could make a whole team out of the seven players that have tested positive so far. They would be running the spread offense.
I'm sorry. It's a gallows humor here. And that you mentioned it about the private testing, but that's the reaction of a lot of people. My wife last night, she said, every one of these NBA players can get checked and then regular folks can't get the test.
Mm-hmm.
There are private facilities doing this as well, and even in our state. We'll talk more about the public facilities doing it and the private facilities this hour.
And the New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, yesterday had complaints that the Brooklyn Nets got tested. He said this shouldn't be for the wealthy. It should be for the other people that can't afford it, but, private testing.
Yeah, that's the problem. Those stories are getting mixed up. If there's public testing, public testing should absolutely be based on need. Doesn't matter if you can pay for it or not. That's the public sector. If somebody has deep pockets and there's a private group out there that wants to do it for a certain price, do you command them to do it for no money for other people? I mean, they should. You may want them to do it, but should you have government require that?
But if these private companies, you're able to push out a lot more tests, shouldn't the feds maybe be looking into buying those tests from them? I don't know.
There's a lot of money floating around. We're going to talk about that money out there, what President Trump says, what Mnuchin says, what money's going to We the People. A check from Uncle Sam, what money's going into the Fed. Get to that coming up. Y'all stay close.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning. It's pretty thick across the Bayway. Less than a quarter mile visibility. Have your low beams on, also in Daphne and Mobile in the downtown area. So far, it looks good from the north and southbound lanes of 65 all the way up for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges and with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's on the way. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Actually, saw a story about decluttering and getting your home clean to keep it coronavirus free.
Really?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday. I was like, I wonder if Trey, I need to, by the way, I need to, hey, Trey, I'm going to email you something today. That's my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK has been doing this for over 11 years now in Mobile and Baldwin counties, making junk go away. And a couple things. Number one, I just thought, you know, more people are going to be home, just kind of looking around the house, give you a better chance to identify the junk you want to get out of your way. But seriously, one of the news stories today is talking about the fact that, you know, the more things you get out of your house, purging that, it's easier to keep surfaces clean and do all that. That makes sense. And there's maybe one of the ways to help get yourself as clean as possible in the home, you know, during this coronavirus crisis. Now, one of the stories that just ran on the national news was deliveries and what you do, because number one, there's obviously a lot of people that are using delivery services, whether it is, you know, like an Amazon or something like that, that's adding, what, 100,000 workers?
100,000 workers.
This is huge. Or, you know, local companies that are delivering, the same places you go, same local businesses that are delivering. They're bringing stuff into your house. And you got to get your delivery there. And then it says kind of the process to keep that safe is get your stuff from delivery, bring it inside, I guess, unbox it or do whatever, and then wash your hands for 20 seconds and you're fine.
Yeah, so, 20 minutes, even better.
Yeah, if you got 20 minutes, go ahead and wash your hands for 20 minutes. But yes, back to the idea of getting the house cleaned out, getting the junk out of there. Maybe it could be time to clean out the storage unit during this, because there's probably nobody else at the storage unit, so you would be self-quarantining, identifying those things. And the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK is not enough people to go over 10. So they're okay.
Yeah.
So just a suggestion, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Do something with the time you got on your hands. If you're told to go home by the office or something like that, then use it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Also saw a partial closure of the border now between the United States and Canada. This is really something when we close that border. It's not a full closure, but a partial closure. And the checks, that's what everybody's talking about today. Looks like Uncle Sam may be sending all but the richest Americans checks out there to help ease the... Here's one of the problems. And I know they have no way in short order to differentiate between all the different people out there, but and they say all but the richest Americans, so I think it's millionaire or 1 million or above, they won't get checks. And it's okay, all Americans have the same rights to some degree, but I would say if we're trying to be strategic and deal with what's going to hit the economy, there's certain levels of pay they're going to need that $1,000 check more than others.
Right.
And if there's a chance of making it last longer for more families, maybe you look at that as per need. And I understand that's almost an impossible task in the short order to figure out how you select this person versus that person. Because if you make it a certain number of dollars of income, we've talked about this 100 times, $50,000 income in Mobile is different than $50,000 income in New York,
right,
or Los Angeles. So I that part is tough, and I get it. I just wonder if, and it depends on how long this lasts, but if it's going to last a long time, do you have a better appropriation of the funds if you figure out some kind of benchmark where you say above that, no, you're not getting the check, below that, yeah, you are.
And I wonder how many different options they've been talking about in D.C. I know just two nights ago on Tucker Carlson, he was talking about what Germany did when they hit the recession. And instead of doing the $1,000 checks for each person, they asked employers to keep everybody on payroll, as many as they could, just reduce those hours in order to make it work for their companies. And then they supplemented that income. That way, when you bounce out, everyone
is doing their jobs.
You don't lose the employment numbers.
Yeah, a good idea. But part of it is to help individuals, and that's a good thing. But also, this is to take money to go through American citizens to go back in the economy to keep the fuel going in the economy. So maybe everybody gets a check.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Beginning today, the Mobile County Health Department will close several county-run health clinics. Only 3 clinics will remain open for patients. The urgent care at the Keeler Memorial Building, the Newbern Health Center, and the Women's Center. The move comes as state health officials confirm 39 people have tested positive for COVID-19 statewide. USA Women's and Children's Hospital and Spring Hill Medical Center are both screening patients for COVID-19. Both facilities are screening people at the door, not inside the hospitals. On Monday, state health officials urged hospitals to delay elective surgeries. Tuesday, Providence Hospital confirmed non-emergency surgeries were being postponed. Officials in Escambia County, Florida, will meet this morning to discuss the county's testing sites. Elected leaders and medical officials will come together at 10:30 this morning at the Brownsville Community Center. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Even with the Senate stalled on the House-passed bill to help American families struggling in the coronavirus crisis, President Trump and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin want Congress to pass a trillion-dollar economic stimulus.
Mnuchin says the package is diverse.
This is a combination of loans. This is a combination of direct checks to individuals. This is a combination of creating liquidity for small businesses.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this should be job number one.
The aid has to be workers first if we're going to help these industries.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Joe Biden may now have an insurmountable delegate lead over Bernie Sanders after sweeping the Illinois, Florida, and Arizona primaries, Biden reaching out directly to Sanders supporters.
We share a common vision for the need to provide affordable health care for all Americans, reduce income inequity that has risen so drastically, to tackling the existential threat of our time, climate change.
Stock futures are back down after yesterday's Wall Street gains. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Dow futures indicating a drop of about 800 points after stocks jumped yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 1,048. The Trump administration says individuals and businesses will be allowed to delay paying their 2019 tax bills for 90 days past the usual April 15th deadline. The extension is an effort to inject up to $300 billion into the economy at a time when the coronavirus appears on the verge of causing a recession. Taxpayers will still have to file their tax returns by the April 15th deadline. At least for now, auto manufacturing will not come to a standstill. GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler have negotiated with the UAW to review and implement the rotating partial shutdown of facilities and other additional measures in an attempt to keep workers safe and healthy. The actions represent a compromise between the companies and union after UAW President Rory Gamble on Sunday urged the automakers to cease production for 2 weeks. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And fog, at least in my neck of the woods, big fog this morning as I headed in from near the University of South Alabama to the station here. Is that true, I guess, for Baldwin County as well?
Yeah, it's a problem again this morning. Some patchy fog, and you're going to see that. As long as we have these warm temperatures and a flow of moisture coming in from the Gulf, we'll see some areas of fog at night. Today, I expect another warm day. It looks like we will get into the low 80s this afternoon. There is a slight chance of a shower. In fact, yesterday. A little bitty shower occurred at the airport, 0.04 is about all I had. And so there's a slight chance today. And as I mentioned, temperatures getting up around 82 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy. Low will be in the mid-60s. There is the possibility of some patchy fog. And then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather, slight chance of a shower, and skies varying from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. Temperatures, again, in the lower 80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday, we've got a chance of some showers on Friday. A cold front will be moving into Mississippi and then into Alabama late Friday and early Saturday. So Friday, mostly cloudy, a few showers developing. A high will be in the low 80s. Showers are likely Friday night. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy and a little bit cooler, about 75 degrees, and still a chance of a few scattered showers. And also right now we're looking at the possibility of a few showers on Sunday and with temperatures in the low 70s. So this cold front coming in is going to lower temperatures down to about normal. And the normal high right now this time of the year is 72 degrees. So that's what we'll see pretty much over the weekend.
All right. And with you keep saying showers. So just showers, not any kind of severe weather or anything like that?
No, we don't expect any severe weather, but the showers will be developing Friday, increasing Friday night, and then scattered showers over the weekend. But temperatures will be cooler for the weekend after 80s for today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Hey, we'll take whatever rain we can get to wash the pollen away. It's
right,
getting pretty thick
right
out there. And I would take that. I would take a little vehicle wash down, a little sidewalk wash down. Those kind of things would be good. Dr. Bill, remind folks who have yet to pick up their Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac where they can do it.
Yeah, of course. We're pleased to have Hancock Whitney Banks providing copies, and you'll see those in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, also copies at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, as well as Classic Cars. And also on the Eastern Shore, you'll find Old Time Garden Supply. They have copies, and the Autocraft Collision Center. Billy Lankford, Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
67 now at our studios. Texter says no one continuing to receive a paycheck should be eligible for this check from the government. Maybe that's one way to do it. But here's the thing. They're trying to do two things. They're going to, and I'm not saying they're not like, not being dishonest when they say they're trying to help out American workers. I truly believe they are. But the other part of this really is they're trying to help out we, the American worker, to have money in our pocket to put the money back into the economy, mm-hmm. knowing that it has a magnified, when you put it into the consumer's hands, you magnify its impact to the economy. You have one part of this where you have fiscal policy going on, you have quantitative easing going on right now, and then at the same time, you pump money into the American people's pocket, and we turn around and we spend that money, and that that gets magnified in the economy.
My question, other than, you know, rent, mortgage, groceries, how many places can you spend that money? I mean, with everyone going on lockdown, it doesn't seem like there's very many places in the economy for you to spend it, right?
This is a great point. And also, what we will do, because in the past, and I'm not saying I'm happy there's going to be something, because I've been worried for 2 weeks about what this means for people that have to show up at a job. There's some of us that can telecommute, all those kind of things. A lot of people got to be on the job to make a living. So I'm happy that's happening. But in the past, when there's a situation, it's not been one like this, but other situations in the economy where they put money in through the people hold on to it more because of the fear of that economy. So mm-hmm. you have to, yes, it will have some impact to the positive, getting money into the system, but at the same time, it won't be like 100%. You can't say you're going to give $1,000 to the American people and they're going to go spend $1,000 out there to, you know, they're going to take the whole thing, because they don't. In the past, I mean, it's happened during the Bush administration too, putting money into the system to try to bump up the economy, and you don't get the full impact of every dollar that they send as a check.
Right.
Okay. And now we've got to remember, too, that this is money that will go on to the debt. This is money that's going to continue to have to be paid for by our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren at some point. Yeah. So that's the problem.
And now Associated Press said yesterday after that long press conference that the proposed economic package from the administration could approach $1 trillion. Say we haven't seen that kind of initiative since the Great Recession.
Yeah. There you go. Here's Steve Mnuchin from yesterday.
I think Congress right now should be concerned about the American workers and small business. You know, interest rates are incredibly low. So there's very little cost of borrowing this money. And as I've said, in different times, we'll fix the deficit. This is not the time to worry about it.
Okay. Not the time to worry. I get it, but I don't believe we'll ever get around to fixing the deficit until forced to. Also, how much money we're spending. The House bill is one thing, but Mitch McConnell over in the Senate says this.
A number of my members think there are considerable shortcomings in the House bill. My counsel to them is to gag and vote for it anyway, even if they think it has some shortcomings, and to address those shortcomings in the bill that we're in the process of crafting. I cannot predict how long we will be here, but we'll be here as long as it takes to pass yet another measure beyond the one that came over from the House.
All right, so there's the Republican head of the Senate saying it's not enough, basically. You know, Shelby said something similar, and imagine this, Doug Jones saying something similar, and Senator Doug Jones joins us at noon today on Midday Mobile to talk more about that. 641, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile, Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear, but we can't say that about the Bayway in downtown. We've got thick fog, less than a quarter mile visibility. So far, that ride from Fairhope at Daphne over towards Spanish Fort, no problems and no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry lease for just $189 a month for 36 months. $4488 due at signing, model number 2532. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's 643, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, something to remind you, we talked about when you get deliveries, how to keep yourself clean and safe there. Also, how about spreading a little love and some money there for the folks doing delivery? And, you know, it's one of those things where on like a food side, if you give more than normal as a tip there for the delivery, say, hey, take this back and let's share this among the servers who are, you know, not having people come in.
And I got an email yesterday. You know, all these companies that you've ever been with have been emailing people. And I got one from both. Let me see if I can find it here really quickly. It was from the Waiter app and from one of those other delivery services. And I've got it right here. So from Waiter and from, I lost it. But anyway, it looks like most of the delivery companies that you use the app or call up and get food, I believe they're waiving the delivery fees. I mean, you still want a tip. But on top of that, if you want to, you can request that they leave the order outside. You don't have to actually meet with the person. And that's great. Not just, I mean, it's a great thing that they're doing, but for our local businesses that are going to see a decline in people coming out to the stores, you could still shop local by doing that.
Very much so. Did hear this. Uber and Lyft, and I don't have the story in front of me, but Uber and Lyft are saying that if somebody tests positive for the coronavirus, they'll be banned by the app as driver or passenger. That makes sense, but how are they going to get that information?
You're right.
I mean, are you with me? Like, I think that is it goes without saying. That should be a good thing. If somebody tests positive for the coronavirus, they shouldn't be riding in a vehicle nor driving the vehicle. But how do Uber, I mean, are they just throwing it out there like, we're doing these things? or how do they expect that they're going to get that information? Even though they're reporting the cases of COVID-19 in the state, they're not giving names.
No.
So how does Uber think they're getting the name?
Especially with these the people that work in that kind of business, if that's their only source of income, I mean, they might not even want to get tested or know.
Correct.
Because, you know, ignorance is bliss, and unfortunately, ignorance could kill in this situation, or at least make people pretty ill. But if that's your only source of income, I mean, even a $1,000 check from the government might not cut all your expenses.
Sure. Yep.
So a lot to think about when it comes to that.
Although Uber and Lyft also said they would be carrying as much products or medicine as they would people going forward, too.
That's so great, too. And I also saw that they're going to stop doing the share rides where mm-hmm. you get in a car with, you know, someone else who's also trying to get a lift somewhere.
Here in state news, the governor does have the right to postpone the runoff election. That, according to Attorney General Steve Marshall's office. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System has suspended all disconnections amid the coronavirus outbreak. The service says it made the decision to help customers and protect employees. Moss also announced it would close the lobbies at their payment centers on Spring Hill Avenue and Moffitt Road starting at 5 this evening. The kiosks will still be available along with other payment options. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the last call announcement for bars all over the state. The governor ordered all bars and nightclubs across the state to shut down at 5 p.m. Restaurants can stay open. Bars and clubs will remain closed for the next 30 days. Escambia County officials have issued restrictions on gatherings at Pensacola Beach. Officials say they'll be posting signs at Pensacola Beach warning beachgoers to stay 6 feet away from each other and limit their group size to 10 people or fewer. Lifeguards will be enforcing the new changes. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
10 till 7, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Tom Brady, will soon be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Yesterday morning, Brady announced on social media that he'd be leaving New England after 20 years and six Super Bowls with the Patriots. Last night, ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington reported that the future Hall of Famer is expected to sign with Tampa Bay, barring any unforeseen circumstances. It looks like $30 million per year. They haven't announced the length of the contract. Brady will join a team led by head coach and quarterback specialist Bruce Arians and a roster that includes three offensive weapons in Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and former Bama tight end O.J. Howard. Brady's signing will officially end the Jameis Winston era in Tampa Bay. The former first overall pick is currently a free agent and will be signing with a new team.
You showed me that picture, by the way.
Weird, right?
Do you have that on your Twitter feed?
I'll retweet it. Coming up here.
Wait till you see this picture of Brady in a
Buccaneers jersey.
It's just weird. I don't know what's wrong with me why I can't get my head around it. It's just weird.
And Saints fans will need to get used to seeing Brady both in New Orleans and in Tampa because it means he's going to be playing the Saints twice a year now. And the Saints, unlike New England, did keep their future Hall of Famer behind center. Yesterday, Drew Brees, who's entering his 20th NFL season, signed a two-year extension with the Saints worth $50 million. And his backup quarterback from last year, Teddy Bridgewater, he will also remain in the NFC South. Bridgewater will sign a three-year, $63 million deal to become the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. That's after Carolina announced yesterday that they will trade longtime starter Cam Newton. So all kinds of changes for quarterbacks in the NFL. Bridgewater, of course, went 5-0 as a starter last season with the Saints when he stepped in for an injured Drew Brees. Longtime Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers agreed to a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. Former Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten will sign a one-year deal with Las Vegas. Dallas will sign Gerald McCoy, defensive lineman, to a three-year contract. And Tennessee added former Atlanta Falcons pass rusher Vic Beasley Jr. In NBA news, four Brooklyn Nets players, including Kevin Durant, have now tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. That brings the number of NBA players that have tested positive for the virus to seven. The LA Lakers will be tested today after they learned of the Nets' positive tests. That was their last game before the suspension of play. ESPN reports that the Nets had players tested by a private company and that the team paid out of pocket after they returned from San Francisco last week. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And by the way, we did pick up order from Butch Cassidy's yesterday for everybody here at the radio station. What did you get?
Oh, man, I got the fried green tomato BLT. Maybe the best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
Dalton was in here kind of making noises like,
It was
so
good.
I said, what is going on in here? He said, I'm eating my sandwich.
It was so cool. I don't know what was better, the bacon or the fried green tomato. And the lettuce was crispy. I mean, I'm telling you, one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Good stuff. Put that on the to-do list for today. 6:53, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've still got accident-free conditions. Fog across the Bayway in downtown. Less than a quarter mile visibility, so be careful. But Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort still looking good with no major delays along northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, to Saraland. It's a good ride in. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you out for lunch today with seven wings and french fries for just $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, three fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig will take a look at what the Attorney General's Office said about postponing the runoff election here in Alabama in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards, and if those cards come with high interest rates, then you need the folks at Lightstream to help you out. Here's how they do it. You can lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. I saw this note on their website. This email said, I heard about Lightstream through a radio program advertisement. That's one of these things. Yeah, commercial. I'm glad that I had the courage to reach out and try the service. Top-notch customer support and service, very streamlined process, and no issues or regrets. I'm very happy to recommend this service to anyone. Pretty strong endorsement there. Apply today and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The way to get the discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, my last name, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. And yeah, the tweet looks like this. Attorney General Steve Marshall's office announces an emergency opinion that Governor Kay Ivey can postpone Alabama's March 31st runoff. This comes after John Merrill's office requested the opinion and said the runoff should be postponed if legally possible due to coronavirus spread. Now, we'll get word, I'm sure, today from the governor that she will do that. And we'll give you more on that coming up in just a little bit. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings happening next.